My name is Aang. I am in fifth grade at Winchester Thurston School, and I had the pleasure of interviewing Julia Lotsa Petrucci. When I went into the interview, I was excited because it's thrilling to learn about a different culture from someone who actually lived there. The most interesting thing I learned when doing this is learning about three different things that she misses about her home in Italy. She called the three things the three Fs because they all started with the letter F. The first F stood for friends. When she came to America, she had to leave behind her friends. Second F stood for family. She had to leave behind her family and even her parents when she came to America. This leads me into a funny story about why she came to live in Pittsburgh. When she had married her husband asked her where she wanted to live. She said Pittsburgh, and her husband was disappointed because he had been living in Pittsburgh for all this time. He was ready to get out of Pittsburgh. The third F was food. She missed her Italian food because it was so good. I can imagine. Her family has this tradition that someone had a food recipe. They only gave this recipe to one of their kids instead of all. Her mom or dad had this recipe at one point, and they passed it on to her. Now, she had to pass it on to only one of her kids. Another interesting thing about her is that she took an abandoned church and made it an indoor ropes course called Dragon's Den. This is what she does for a living. From the way she described it, I can tell she likes traveling just like me. My parents were immigrants, so I have some feel of what it is like to be in a different place for a decently long time. When we visit India, we go there for 2 to 3 weeks straight. It is different not only with the landscape and the time zone, but the culture there is different too. Now when I go back, everything feels normal because I've been there 5 times, but it's still weird to see the differences. When she came to America, she missed some stuff about her home country, but she was excited to find out about the different cultures here. In America, you see people of all different races, nationalities, and religions, but in India, there's only one main religion, Hindu. It is not like there are no Christians or Islamic people there, but unlike the U.S., where all religions are balanced up between people, most people are with one religion. If I were to give advice to next year's students about this, it would be not to be nervous, because there's nothing wrong with someone telling you about their culture and their experience with coming to the USA. It'll be fun to learn about this stuff, and I'm sure you'll have just as much fun with your immigrant as I did.